Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We're crying out loud. So I'll give Pattinson a chance on this one.
But, now, I know your wife has an affinity for English actors. How does she feel about this fellow?
I don't know.
Is she attracted to him?
Holy trilogy is, of course, Cumberbatch and what's his name there? Ewan McGregor.
Oh, she likes Ewan McGregor,
loves the
too.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
And who was the guy who played in Glass, who played the super psycho guy? I forget his name.
In Glass?
Yeah.
I never saw Glass.
Oh, that was a... I forget his name. Something... He's also Scottish, actually.
Yeah,
she loves the English guy. She has a pin in on her visor in her car that says, I like my men like I like my tea, hot and English.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Isn't that great? That's great when you're flipping down the visor and you're seeing that while you're driving along.
It must be the accent.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson was in Water for Elephants, which I watched because I am madly in love with Reese Witherspoon. But I didn't know that was him. Are you talking about James McAvoy?
That's James McAvoy.
James McAvoy. Texters are helping you out here.
Hate that guy too.
All right. There's breaking Batman news from Mike Hsu. You could win a trip for two to download Festival Madrid, which is stop number one on WAAF's World Tour 2019. All you have to do is listen today or every day this week at 10:30, 1:30, and 5:30, and you will qualify. And when you qualify, you're going to win concert tickets. The grand prize winner, of course, will travel in luxury style to the Download Festival Madrid. So listen at 10:30, at 1:30, and at 5:30. It is stop number one on WAAF's World Tour 2019. Lucid Lindy's World Tour 2019 has brought him back to Brighton, and he will have the sports coming up in just a moment here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, LB.
He's doing good. He's a little medicated, so he's a little drowsy, but he's actually doing okay.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
You don't realize what it takes to get back to the finals and how fortunate you are to get there. So this time around, I think I'm definitely more appreciative of being here, and I realize how hard it is. But at the same time, a lot more calm, I guess, in a way. You know, at the end of the day, it's just hockey, and, you know, we've done it a million times. So we're just going to go and try to do what we've done all year and, you know, be in a good place. But it's fun, you know. That's the other thing. It's exciting. We may never be back here again, so got to enjoy it.
That's Brad Marchand of your Eastern Conference champion Bruins, who are resting as they await their opponent for the Stanley Cup final. Boston will play either St. Louis or San Jose. The Blues lead the Sharks 3-2 in the Western Finals after the 5-0 spanking of Jumbo Joe and San Jose. What else we got going? Xander Bogaerts doubled in the home run. The go-ahead run, I should say, in the seventh inning as the Red Sox cooled off the Astros 4-2-3.
Young lefty deals, and a shot to center field toward left center. No one's going to get it. It hits off the wall. Here goes Mookie to third. He's being waved home. They're slow picking it up, and Mookie scores standing. The throw into the shortstop, and the Red Sox lead it 4-3.
Yeah, you got to love Michael Chavis. The kid's on fire. Love it. Marcus Walden got the win. The Red Sox are climbing the ladder. I think they're just four back now in the AL East. The Red Sox are north of the border. And you know what? There was an incredible moment at Fenway with the Babe Ruth kind of moment with the youngster introing Chavis.
Nothing! Say your nice 23.
I'm 23.
Michael Chavis.
Michael Chavis.
And a high deep drive down the left field line. Way down there to the corner, completely out of the ballpark. And that ball is gone. That is a home run. It is out of here. It looked like it was bending, hooking, and going foul. But it is ruled fair and gone to make it 1-0.
Lifetime moment for that youngster, for sure. The Red Sox are north of the border today to begin four against the Toronto Blue Jays up in Canada. The Red Sox are 24-22, 4.5 back, as I mentioned. I said four, but it's 4.5 back in the AL East. What else? The Patriots are ready for the next phase of their off-season workout program. They begin organized team activities today. And allegedly, I heard the Bruins are heading out to Foxborough to hang out and check out how the Patriots roll, meet with Bill Belichick and all that good stuff during their time off. So they got team drills and OTAs run periodically through June 11th. A mandatory minicamp will start June 4th. Toronto Raptors are still battling in the Eastern Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard had 36 points as the Raptors held off Milwaukee 118-112 in double overtime in Game 3 in Toronto. What else do we got? Brooks Koepka went round 1 to round 4 and takes home the PGA Championship. He was 2 strokes up on Dustin Johnson. Simon Pagieux, will be the pole sitter for the 2019 Indy 500 that runs Sunday out in the Midwest. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute. Thanks for hanging in there.
Thank you, LB.
Holy cow.
LB is back.
A little rusty. Little rusty.
Right.
He's back. And, of course, Game 1, Stanley Cup Finals, Monday, Memorial Day, right here in the City of Champions. Breece Hill was telling me there's only been 2 years in this decade in which a Boston team was not in a major sports final series.
We are ridiculous.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh,
yeah, we're spoiled.
Only 2 years, which is absolutely amazing. So, all right. Thank you, LB. If you'd like to leave a Hill Mail voicemail message, you could do so right now at 617-779-5463, and we will play your voicemail messages back coming up at 8. But Danielle, you were telling me that there, according to science,
mm-hmm.
there are 3 exercises that men should begin immediately if they would like to be better in bed.
That's correct.
This is very interesting information. Who does it come from?
James Cook University in Australia.
Okay.
And, you know, these aren't things like, you know, going to the gym and doing a bench press or anything like that. They're exercises that are targeted at making your pelvic floor stronger. And like how women do Kegels.
Yeah.
These are kind of like various Kegels for men.
Nice. Can you say pelvic floor again?
Pelvic floor.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Daddy, do you want me to sweep your pelvic floor?
What if, in some of our cases, the pelvic floor has dropped to the basement, asking for a friend?
Well, you need to jack that thing up with a...
Yes. All right, so what are the exercises?
Fake flatulence fighting.
What?
So that's...
Oh, you, pretending to, like, hold in a fart.
Hold in a fart.
Oh,
so you
okay.
tighten up your butt muscles. So that basically, that's tightening up part of the pelvic floor.
Now, what if you're extremely flatulent... and you don't have to fake it. Like, you're just trying to hold it in all the time.
Well, then
that would
you
probably
have a leg
help,
up
right?
already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also asking for a friend on
yes.
that. Yeah, okay.
So when you do that, you hold for 10 seconds,
yeah.
relax, repeat 10 times
okay.
for the set.
All
okay.
Right. I'm clenching then, right now, if anybody's wondering. Oh,
okay.
What else?
Keep track of that.
Yeah.
Now you move on to testes retraction.
Uh-uh.
That's when you use your muscles to draw your boys up into your body.
Okay.
Didn't even know you guys could do that voluntarily, so
okay.
it's a learning day for me.
Yeah, all right.
Hold for 10 seconds, relax, repeat 10 times.
Don't do that in public. You might get arrested.
Yes,
okay.
possibly. And then the third one is the pee stoppage, which is when you try to stop your pee midstream.
Oh, that helps.
Oh.
That helps you be better in bed.
Yes.
Really?
Again,
okay.
with the pelvic floor, if you're a guy with a prostate issue who's streaming all over the place, it may not work for you.
Oh, all right. Excellent. All right. Well, those are 3 things that you can do Like right now, if you're driving, hold in that flatulence, and you will immediately become Studley Wonderballs, as LB would say. All right, good, good. Well, these are the things you learn on this program and only on this program.
Right.
And I'm very proud of that.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, it is 7:10. Coming up, a female nominee for the honor of Worst Youth Sports Parent Ever. We will get to that. Governor Baker is going to join us in the studio at 8:15 for Breakfast with Baker, and we will be talking Game of Thrones series finale with the governor because he is a huge fan, or was at least, like the rest of us who are no longer fans of that program after watching last night. So we'll discuss that with the governor coming up at 8:15.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not only does Jon Snow not sit this morning on the Iron Throne, but he has to serve another life sentence at the wall. Are you kidding me? I have waived the Wednesday rule. And guess who is on the phone wanting to comment on the series finale of Game of Thrones? It's not Derek the Steelers fan.
No.
Okay.
It's not Natalie the Uptalker.
Is it Scott? Peter Dinklage?
It's not Peter Dinklage. It is none other than Scott from Weymouth.
He has HBO.
I guess he does have HBO.
At his
mom's house. Hey, Scott.
What? LB, I was about to say welcome back. I'm glad you're feeling better, but you always have a smart comment.
he's a smart ass.
Technical question, real quick.
Yeah.
How come, and I love it, I think it's so cool, it's like a drug, but when you hit it, when you hit me, it goes, Scott, what is that static? No joke, technical question, what is that? I love it.
I believe the static that you hear before you come on is like the Telos system that we use for our phones, indicating that you are
That's
now
very cool.
Some
other shows, it's a day, it'll go ding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's pretty cool. I love radio. I wish I went to school for it when I was younger.
Scott, most people don't know that because they don't call 43 different radio stations
Greg,
on a day.
Greg. Yeah. That may be the most over thing you've ever said. I literally call you twice a week, and I call one sports show once a week. It's not 80 stations like these idiots say.
Okay.
Please.
Your thoughts on Game of Thrones?
Yes. You know, you're not going to agree. I get a couple points, all right? 45 seconds. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
You know why Game of Thrones stunk last night?
Why?
Because the whole premise... Can I say, I don't know what I can say on the air without getting dumped. Mm. It stinks, I'll use that word.
Yeah.
Just fantasy is not my thing. Sci-fi, fantasy, give me the real.
Yeah.
Like Pulp Fiction, The Departed, The Town. I'm not into people flying on dinosaurs in the winter with the snow. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Greg, I've never met your daughter.
Yes.
But I would like to congratulate her.
I'm glad you haven't. And
no,
thank
very
you.
Cool, Julia, if you're listening.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Greg, I have great news.
Yes.
The Rolling Stones have re-announced their tour dates.
Yes. Yes.
Mick Jagger had heart surgery. Guess when they're coming to Boston?
Yes.
Gillette or Mansfield? Where the heck are they playing? One or the other.
Uh-huh.
One or the other.
Aren't July they playing 7th. Foxborough?
Foxborough. Yes, yeah. yes. Gillette. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
July 7th. Greg, I will be there. The only question is, can I meet up with you for a beer and pay you the $40 I owe you?
Scott, if I were to attend the
You better be there.
If I am able to attend the Rolling Stones concert, yes, you and I can break bread. And you can pay me.
I love that, Greg.
And you can pay
I mean
me,
that, earnestly.
You, yeah, you can pay me my $40 that you owe me.
I'll pay you the $40, but you're buying the first round.
Okay. That's fine.
So many points. Real quick, one more thing, buddy.
Yes.
This Bruins thing. LB, welcome back, even though you hate me. Welcome back, buddy.
I don't hate you.
Yes.
All right. This 12-day layoff thing everyone's talking about.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The Bruins. Are they going to be okay?
Yes.
They have to wait 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
please, please, talk about overrated. They're skating every day.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Skating.
I'm not worried about
what's called the hard practice. You know what a hard practice
yes.
is? Full
yes.
contact.
Yes.
They're going to be fine.
Yes.
So these people who say, oh, my God, how are they going to survive this 10, 12-day layoff is ridiculous. In closing, shoo, 90s early rock. You ready? One more time, kid. You ready?
No.
Here's a band. I know you're ready. I like you, Shoe, a lot. Huh? We disagree politically, but I love your music,
Mike. Oh, my God. Just get on with it, man.
All right, here we go. Do you remember this band? These are all AAF bands from, like, 94 or 5. A band called Orange 9mm.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Yes. Yep.
I hung up on him.
Thank you, Greg.
God.
He's still talking, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever he is in
his
mom's kitchen, he's still talking. yes. sometimes there are some... Now, listen... All right, do we have time right now? I'm gonna go ahead and mention it anyway because okay. Scott brought up the Bruins and LB is back at work. And first of all, sure. your expert opinion.
Yes.
Does the layoff hurt the Boston Bruins?
Yeah, it's mental anguish.
Really? Okay.
You're continuously practicing. That's why I think I said it off the air to Danielle.
You have a nice butt.
No,
that
but
too,
oh, okay.
But.
What?
But I would hope maybe Cam and Donnie Sweeney and Coach Cassidy might reach out to BU or BC to scrimmage against somebody different because it gets old.
Okay, so it is an
scrimmaging
issue.
Against your own
yeah.
your same mm-hmm. players all day every day.
I just want to bring up real quick this piece that was written by David Alter. On NBC Sports, which the headline is "The Boston Bruins and Brad Marchand are bringing the NHL back to the dark ages," and this buffoon
what
says that the star player should be disciplined for his rough behavior, but the league hasn't been willing to make the tough calls needed. To clean up the sport.
Shut
up.
We don't want it cleaned up, guys.
Yes. Now, listen, dude. I could go on about this all morning because it's infuriating, but I'll just read you a touch of this article.
Yeah.
Although the Bruins have an undeniably talented roster of veterans and young standouts, there's a dark side to their march to the finals. Star Brad Marchand, his violent and immature antics on the ice, and the free pass that they've gotten from hockey officialdom taints the Bruins' victory in the Eastern Conference Finals. Right. More importantly, right. they tarnish the NHL's effort to stand alongside baseball, football, and basketball as the preeminent sports in the American pantheon, ones that elevate skill over goonery. Get lost. We
obviously,
love Goonery.
Obviously, a guy that never played contact sports.
Well, of course not.
I'm sorry. Can I just? I'll bring up one name from days gone by.
Yes.
Who
yes.
was my idol?
Yes.
Kenny Linsman.
Of course, the Rat.
Yes.
Right. Every there's not a team in the NHL since the history of time that hasn't had two or three guys that are the biggest pests and you know pokey in the eye type. Players.
Yes.
Since That's the beginning of the game, since like 1897. Milt Schmidt.
Yes.
One of the nastiest. He's in the Hall of Fame. He was one of the nastiest players to play the game.
So I'm sorry. I don't accept that premise. If you look at the history of the sport and what they have removed from a fighting perspective
yeah, yeah.
and even a contact perspective,
oh, yeah.
my personal opinion is that it has lessened the enjoyment that one has in watching the game. I mean, I still love it. It's I have an inner fight going on about whether or not football or hockey is my favorite sport to watch. I personally love watching NFL football. I just that'll never change. But to act like Brad Marchand is somehow tainting the entire game with his antics. That is absolutely ridiculous.
The guy sounds like a clown, man.
Yes.
I mean, you ever watched playoff hockey since the beginning of time?
That's right.
The Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah, yeah.
What would this guy think of the Philadelphia Flyers back in the day in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, shut up. Hockey fan. I get it.
Anyhow, that is
right about tennis.
That is somebody who I never. That's somebody I never have to read again. It is 7:29. Coming up in a moment, I'm going to go Instagram live because Monday's Mutt will be in the studio with us, and that is a local dog who is hoping against all hope that you might be able to give them a forever home. And so we'll meet Louie on Instagram and on this show in a few moments. And Louie is a 4-year-old pit bull bulldog mix.
Pit bull boxer.
Ah, he's beautiful.
Yeah, he is.
So Louie will be in here in a minute. And if you want to follow me on Instagram right now, then you'll be able to join me when we go live. GregHill107. Is how you can give me the follow on Instagram. But speaking of sports, I want to talk about a nominee, a female nominee for the honor of worst youth sports parent ever.
Oh, yeah.
This woman who is in the news today for what she was doing at her kid's game.
This happened in Vallejo, California. A mom got busted tripping a 9-year-old player on the other team.
A little intense.
Okay? Just ridiculous. People also reportedly overheard her telling kids to elbow the other team in the face.
Complete hardo.
They're trying to ban her from being able to attend any more games at the tournament.
Just a reminder, this is 9-year-old basketball.
Nine.
You got 3 of the 5 kids on the team who are staring at and playing against the wrong hoop because they don't have any idea what's going on out there. And so she is tripping a player and telling the 9-year-olds to elbow the other 9-year-olds in the face and do damage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, Eugene Solano is the director of the Vallejo team and tells us what the kids were talking about during a timeout.
One of the kids during one of the timeouts had said, "Hey, coach, there's a parent on the sideline. It's a woman, and she's telling their kids to elbow us in the face." You know, are there other parents who take youth athletics this seriously where you would actually attempt to harm a child?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My kid's 9. Mm-hmm. He's going for that scholarship.
Right? Right, Shu? I want a free ride.
That's right. Ain't first, you're last, right?
You know, you would think, you really would think it's mostly the dads, but in many cases, it's the mom who is completely out of control at these sporting events. Like, just completely. And they're 9-year-olds. I mean, I get it. Maybe your kid's in high school and you're a little bit more into it. I guess I can understand that. But, I mean, to involve yourself in the actual action by tripping a 9-year-old on the court, that is a little bit right. Over the edge, I think. Yeah.
Who was the coach who got caught tripping?
Woody Hayes.
Well, he punched a guy.
Yeah, he punched a guy.
Woody Hayes punched a guy.
I'm thinking it was the guy from the Magic, the coach for the Magic. Didn't he stick his foot
Pat
out?
Pat Riley?
No, it was before him.
Oh.
I just remember them showing it over and over. He did exactly that. Stuck his foot out totally blatantly without even trying to hide it. Just blatantly tripping a guy, you know? But that's like a full-grown man.
Yeah.
You know, this is a 9-year-old child. You're an adult.
I know.
You got nothing else going on in your life.
It's really, I mean, it's unfair. By the way, Danielle, multiple California listeners are upset with the way you're pronouncing that town name.
Oh, sorry.
What is it called?
Evidently the locals call it Vallejo, but I just went with the Spanish pronunciation of Vallejo, so my apologies.
Vallejo.
I have not been there, and I'm not from California, so I don't know. I appreciate the correction.
Let's see. Here's a... Wow. Look at this text. This is a 919 text. Will Derek the Steelers fan be calling in to Defender based on when he tried to trip a member of the other team during a kick return several years ago?
Get out of here.
Derek would never do that.
I don't believe that about Derek.
I don't believe that about Derek the Steelers
fan.
No
way.
No. Oh, you know what that guy's probably talking about is Mike Tomlin did it. Mike Tomlin, yes. I believe, yes. Tried to trip a player.
Okay, maybe that's what.
That's
I was
probably saying. What you're thinking yeah, of. Okay. Is yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's what. That's what. It, that's
just
what,
blatant.
I wonder if Derek will call in about that.
Please, yeah. Hill Dog. Please.
This is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Good morning, everybody. just kidding. LB, welcome back, man.
Thanks.
Hey, real quick, this woman, she's acting like a fool on the sideline here. I wonder what her pregame speech must be like with her own kids. I mean, I think it's like a calming speech or it'd be a little violent. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she probably gets the kids all fired up on the way there in the car.
She's like, I want to see elbows in the air. If you don't start at least one fight in the first quarter.
No dinner for you.
That's right. No video games.
That's just ridiculous. All right. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. And then the governor will be in the studio to discuss Game of Thrones and other things.
Love it.
Our governor is a big Game of Thrones fan. He was tweeting about it last night. So we'll see what he thinks. Of course, Stanley's poll this morning is about whether or not you were upset with last night's series finale. I have waived the Wednesday's rule, and so we can discuss we already discussed it right off the bat during the 6 o'clock hour, but we can discuss it at any time. I said it last week, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. Anything short of Jon Snow, the rightful heir, not being seated on the Iron Throne at the end of that episode. I don't care if the dragon melted the Iron Throne or not. That was an epic failure for me. I wanted Jon Snow should have been on the Iron Throne.
No, I haven't watched since the first season. Didn't he want to like spend his life on the wall?
Yes. But really, that doesn't matter what he wants. It's manifest destiny. We want him.
Okay.
We want him as our king. All right. So it doesn't matter what he wants.
Yes, we
as loyal subjects. I did tweet the screenshot of the plastic water bottle that appeared in last night's episode. So now we have a coffee cup and a plastic water bottle that the producers and the editors neglected to take out, or they're doing it on purpose so that we all talk about certain things. But
exactly,
you can on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill WAAF, you can go and you can take a look at that if you didn't see it last night. I'm always amazed by the people who are able to find these out of place things that appear in movies and television. Mm-hmm. I don't watch that intently.
Was it Fiji?
No, was it product placement?
There was really no product placement. No. All right. I am officially Instagram live right now. Greg Hill 107 is how you can find me on the gram and join me for this.
Looking for a furry new friend.
Hey guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
Let the Hillman Morning Show help you.
What about the dogs? What about the dogs?
It's time to meet Monday's Mutt.
Dog speed.
On WAAF.
Monday's Mutt this week is brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, now providing pet insurance. Call for a free quote or visit CantianiAgency.com. Stop in with your furry friend today for a treat. And we have Louie here with us this morning from Patrick's Pity Project, who is just the cutest little guy ever. Good morning. Introduce yourself
to
us.
Good morning. I'm Corrine from Patrick's Pity Project. I'm here with Sarah and, of course, Louie.
Awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in.
He is beyond excited to be in the studio today.
So what can you tell us about Louie?
So Louie is about 4 years old. He's a pit bull mix. He came to us as a local surrender. He weighs probably in the 65, 70 pound range, I'd say. Definitely has his summer body going on.
Yep. Nice.
So he's neutered. He's up to date on all his vaccines. He's healthy. He's ready to go home. Louie loves other dogs. He goes to doggy daycare pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. Has tons of best friends there. His best friend's name is Sherman.
Sherman.
So, you know, he never lived with a cat. We did do a cat test with him. He seemed pretty disinterested. So we kind of think he may be okay actually living with a cat. The one thing we do think is probably an adult-only home or just a home with older kids, because those high-energy little ones make him a little bit anxious.
Well, he's a big boy, too.
And he's big, yeah, he's definitely strong. His foster mama is a trainer, so you kind of get this well-trained dog. Right. He's housebroken, he's crate-trained, he knows his basics, he actually knows a dance routine she taught him.
Get out.
I swear, he knows a dance routine. He's kind of a really special guy. He's the best of both worlds. He can chill on the couch, but he's so happy to go for a walk with you and just hang out and
play.
Yeah,
he was awesome with me, man.
Yeah, he's really, like, he just... not a wallflower, commands attention wherever he goes. Like his mom says, he just loves to chill, though. He loves Criminal Minds, loves a good marathon. Loves crust, pizza crust. Like, this is just a really special dog.
I'm a little bit nervous because he is repeatedly sniffing the area where a previous Monday's mutt did their business on our rug.
You know?
And you know how that works.
I mentioned Criminal Minds. He's a bit of a detective.
Yes.
He's looking for clues.
It's called marking the territory, as they say.
Yeah. He's good,
all right.
He said.
So if somebody would like to give this adorable little nugget a forever home, how would they go about adopting Louie?
So the easiest way is to go to our website. It's www.patraspityproject.org. It's P-A-T-R-A-S, pity, P-I-T-T-Y, project.org. The applications are online. You can fill it out there. You can download it and send it to our adoptions at patraspityproject.org. Very easy. We'll set up a meet and greet, no problem.
All right, awesome. Thanks for bringing him in.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. That's Monday's Mutt, which is Danielle's Heart of Gold segment, in which we hope that one of you will give Louie a forever home. So thanks for bringing Louie in.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Wednesday rule has been officially waived, and that means that Vicky can say what she wants about Game of Thrones last night. Hello, Vicky.
I'm so excited. I love this rule. So two comments. First of all, that episode should have been called The Freaks Inherit the Earth, because basically look at what was at that table at the end of the episode. You had all your bad news bears. Everybody in that episode that was once a freak is now ruling. And so they definitely, I feel like some of those writers kind of got revenge on, you know, anyone who persecuted them in high school, and there you go.
Maybe. That's a good point.
My other theory about Jon Snow, though, is the whole breaking the wheel sentiment about not having family rise up anymore and be leaders. Tyrion had time in prison to think about this, and his theory was that they needed a ruler who was fresh, who wasn't coming from the loins of, you know, legacy, and so it made sense that he didn't recommend John, and it made sense for me, I think, that John was not king. I know, I feel the same way you do. I adore that man, and I wanted him to lead, but I love him going off with the bastard children. So.
Well, I think that, you know, I think that was interesting, and I think that you know, there's a potential, you know, reference to a future world and democracy and things like that. I get that. I understand, you know, Stiz mentioned this earlier, the attempt allegorically of showing the dragon melting the Iron Throne, and the, you know, that monarchies are an ancient, you know, and outdated form of government. Like, I get that part of it.
Right.
I just, and there were, believe me, there were some, listen, it was shocking when John, you know, daggered Mother of Dragons. I think that, you know, and I think it was, you know, I think that was a very shocking moment and an effective moment. But I stand with the rest of the fans, and I got to get an update on Stanley's poll, but last time we checked, 90% of you were not happy with last night's series finale, and most are not happy with the entire season, you know? So, do you, like, if you had to give this season 1 to 10, Vicky, what would you give it?
All right. I was an English major, so, right? I love symbolism and open ends, you know? So for me, I actually liked that so many questions were answered and so many others weren't. I know that's a terrible answer, but so I would say a 7 or an 8. I mean, every time, like, my dad just texted me, he didn't even say hello. He's like, that episode sucked, you know, and it just, and he's 70 and he hated the season. And I've loved almost every episode except the first one.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I will say if that hadn't gone down with the death of Daenerys the way it did last night, then you would have heard me saying a completely different thing today. I mean, that was the sexiest moment of all six episodes. I mean, first of all, you didn't know who did what to whom, and that was amazing.
I know.
And then
I know.
Just goodbye, crazy one. See ya. Yeah. I was so excited.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm like getting a nerd boner here. I got to calm down.
Yeah. Stanley Stiz Grimey is here with an update on Stanley's poll. And the question this morning was,
were you disappointed with the series finale of Game of Thrones?
And where do we stand right now?
Right now, 67% of our audience are saying yes.
Ooh,
they were disappointed.
That's dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was at 90 when we first started. So it has dropped. Some people are saying they liked it. We got some comments saying, listen, you were never going to please every fan.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's like I mentioned this earlier, but maybe it's like The Sopranos, where at first you watch it and you didn't like it, and you felt less than satisfied, and then suddenly, upon reflection, you actually think it's, you know, when you get away from the moment, then you actually think it's pretty good. How about on Instagram?
We got to get it up on Instagram. I just got to take a picture.
That was an hour ago.
Sorry.
Like,
I know. Yeah, Monday's not going on.
There's a lot of stuff.
You had to go open the door?
The dog was like attacking me back there. It was bigger than me.
He wasn't attacking you. That's a cute
dog. He wasn't
cute,
attacking
great dog.
Me. No, no, no.
Cute dog.
I'm so scared of like big dogs like that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, a little bit.
What kind of a pet? Do you not have a pet?
No, I want like a little Frenchie.
Oh, you want like a purse dog?
Well, I need an apartment dog.
You want like a Paris Hilton type dog?
They're a good apartment dog.
No, those are too big.
No,
right?
They're good apartment dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, so, Greg, what do you think would have been, you know, an ending that you would have been pleased with? Like you said, Jon Snow on the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think they have to leave it open for whatever is going to happen next. Like if there's going to be a spinoff and it's going to be the Starks. Like I honestly kind of like the fact that, you know, at the end, you had each of the Starks headed in a different direction. I like that. But then, I also think that they had to leave the North a free and separate kingdom, because theoretically down the road they might want to have another series in which there's a war where the six kingdoms are, you know, overtaken by the North or something. So I get that they have to leave it open for other things, but it just wasn't. I wanted Jon Snow to be. I wanted one ruler. This is not my series finale. Not my series finale. I'm not happy with it.
A lot of people are also saying that there is prequels already being written, and so that is why the ending was the way that it was.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can share your opinion on our Twitter feed at WAAF or eventually on our Instagram at WAAF Boston.
And Facebook.
Facebook.com/ WAAF Rocks. And coming up on Wednesday, it's Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. So if you want to get your legal questions answered for free, then you can do that at 8:35 on Wednesday's show. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, Greg. How you guys doing?
What's up, Paul?
All right, so we all got cheated, but I got one question for you.
Yes.
So I think it was right around the Battle of Winterfell that Red Witch or whatever said,
yes,
Arya was to kill brown eyes, was to kill blue eyes, and was to kill green eyes.
Yes.
So you go through the rest of the season, and it kind of felt cheated that it wasn't her who killed Daenerys. So are you thinking you're going to see something in the future with whatever spinoff series they're doing?
I think that, I mean, it was interesting that she said she was going to find what was west of Westerfell. So, Westerhouse. So I think that maybe there's something where she, like I said earlier, she's going to go discover America and we can rewrite the history. It won't be Christopher Columbus. It'll be a woman who discovers America.
You know
it'll
what be, she's going to find?
What?
She's going to find Anthony Hopkins going, you are my greatest creation. And it's going to be just part of Westworld. It's just going to be part of Westworld.
They did run. Did you see the trailer? Oh, no, you didn't watch.
No.
There's a Westworld 3 trailer.
Oh, my God. So. Awesome.
Anyway, but you know what? We're on to Chernobyl. We are on to Westeros, Westerhouse, Westeros. Now everybody's up in my grill here. Yes, Westeros. And she says that she wants to find out what is west of it. So,
I can't keep up.
LB, you've never been able to.
Westerhouse is where Greg goes when he wants a bratwurst.
Oh, that sounds good.
Like Carl's Sausage Kitchen.
Let's see. Here's a texter who wants to know where the dragon took the body of the mother of dragons. I don't know. I suppose that maybe the dragon is going to be able to revive her in an upcoming. Red Witch will bring her back, Red Witch brought Jon Snow back.
He took her to Dragonland.
Yeah. I cannot wait for episode 3 of Chernobyl tonight, were you not blown away with the flashlights last week?
I keep thinking of that. Yeah, the ending haunts me.
Oh, it does haunt me.
And it's so crazy because we know what happens. It's not like this is a fictional story.
Is it correct?
I mean, you can easily just look it up and find out what happened, but it's so well done.
Yeah.
And I was just so stressed out at the end of episode 2.
You need to listen to the podcast, which is done with the creator, and it's hosted by the guy who is the host of Pardon the Interruption. On NPR, Peter, whatever his name. Do you ever listen to Pardon the Interruption?
Not Peter Sagal.
Yes.
Oh, really?
So you should listen to the podcast that goes behind the creation. They talk about why no Russian accents. it's really, really interesting.
Do they talk about the tapes?
Yes, they do.
Oh.
Yes, they do. And they talk about what...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.